Hello, my name is Tim Law with Success Learning Systems, and today I'll be interviewing Tammy Burke with Organize It All. Tammy has a true passion and skill set with this program, which can be used for both your home and or business organization. She has developed an amazingly effective method for quickly helping others get their paperwork in order. Her find and file system is something I have used, and it absolutely accelerated my workplace home office. If you want to find a way to stretch your hard-earned money, Tammy Burke's methods will do for your home and business what better gas mileage does for your car's budget. You may want to take some notes on some of these ideas that she will discuss in this 15 to 20-minute presentation. Tammy, what got you started on your pathway in helping others with your organizational skills?
Well, my journey actually started from a book, just like many other people. The inspiration comes from books when we read them and we see what information they can give us. And this book was called Mom's Health Matters, and it addressed the mental impact of clutter. And I never had thought about clutter affecting me and my stress level, especially clutter that was in my basement that really no one else saw and I didn't have to share with anyone. And if someone would come over, I'd just clean up my countertops, throw some stuff in a box if it was there, and put it, shove it in the closet. And what I learned was that that clutter was actually affecting how I felt about myself. So I went to the recommended website that the lady recommended in the book, and that was flylady.net. She taught me systems and steps. And the best
could you spell that, Tammy? That website?
Flylady. FLYLADY.net.
Okay.
And she was very good at teaching steps in minute increments that you would work on different things in your home through the day. And I was staying home with my little guy. He was only about 2 when I started this journey of cleaning up all my clutter. So I didn't have a lot of time, but it was great to take 5 minutes and feel like I accomplished something. And I realized after I spent 5 minutes a day for a month in my basement and had all the clutter cleaned out, that it was something that truly impacted my life. It was life-changing. And also that I could share that information with others, as well as help them to do the same thing. Probably part of what this did for me was unearth a natural ability to group things into categories. I always had that skill set when I worked as an administrative assistant. So I went back to some of my roots with administration and combined it with what I learned with decluttering. And between the two, it's a good set of skills to help people creatively come up with solutions to clean out and organize in a very cost-effective way. So that's how I got started and what I did.
Okay. And how old is your son now?
He's 6.
Okay. You said you started this when he was about 2, so you've been doing this for about the last 4 years.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. And why is this important to you, and why has it become your passion?
This has become truly a passion of mine because I've watched over the years people impacted and changed by what I'm doing. And I think that the one thing that you realize is, you know, you start out on a journey and a path and you think, okay, I'm gonna go out there and help some people clean up their home. But it truly is a great change in their life. And it does make their life different from that point forward. And when you do that with someone, it's just so awesome to be able to really bring them peace in their home. And I experienced that, but to be able to pass that on to someone and watch them grow, and then I still have clients that come back to me and tell me, hey, I helped somebody clean out their clutter. And that's what it's all about for me. It's not about that I would come in as the guru, the only one who knows anything, but rather that I would pass on the knowledge to someone else so they could pass it on to somebody else. It's just that way of letting that knowledge out there so that you take it and you use it and you actually impact people's lives. And in the end, my goal is to help families grow closer together and relationships grow stronger and become back in the place where they belong, which is first in our lives rather than before material possessions, which often drags us from our time with others, like our computers and TVs. So.
Another question I had for you is, I can tell by your passion and your voice that it's obviously something that you very much do enjoy. What have been some, can you give an example of a particular person who you worked with that you kind of gave this great feeling to, that once they got through their clutter and once they got things organized within their home, you know, the difference it made for them? Can you think of somebody in particular on that?
Yes. For example, one of my greatest examples is Heather, one of my clients, and she was going through some major problems in her life where she had a divorce. And the first time I met Heather, she couldn't make decisions for herself. She was having great struggle. I met her at a trade show, and she just brought me in, and she sat me down in her home. You could tell she was very oppressed in her home. And I said, what is it in your home that you don't feel comfortable with? And she started to tell me that every time she looked at something in her home, it reminded her of her ex-husband. And her ex-husband had left her. She still loved him. So all the things that reminded her of him made it difficult for her to move forward in her life. And she was struggling with that. So we took a look at all the furniture, and most of the furniture had been purchased, of course, with him. Or they had put it together, you know, there was laminate pieces that maybe they assembled them together. And so I said, I think the first thing you should do is get rid of your furniture. So it always makes me laugh when I think about the second visit with her 2 weeks later, after she had called the consignment shop to sell her furniture, that she had gotten rid of all of her furniture. So we actually were sitting on the floor for the second appointment. She took it.
She took you very seriously.
Yes, she took it, and she believed what I was telling her. And what's awesome is that she's repainted her entire house. She's gotten all new furniture. And she is actually counseling women who are going through divorce situations on moving forward. And she just is a shining beacon. And I know that she, if you ask her today to make a decision, could easily do that. So when I see the change in her, not to say that all of it was the clutter, but I know that that really helped her to move forward. So that was a really great example of one of my clients that I was able to really help.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Maybe we can, in a future conversation here, see if we can get a couple words from Heather that we could actually put on there as far as a testimonial.
Yeah,
I think that would be very, very useful.
Yeah, she would be open to that.
Okay, that sounds great. Could you explain your unique find and file system for our listeners?
Sure. I have a find and file system. It's a home filing system, and it comes with 34 folders. And what I did was I created this system out of my own need. I had too much paperwork. I didn't know when I could get rid of the papers, and I wanted to be able to know whether or not I needed to keep things for 7 years or if I could just go ahead and pitch them. So I researched, and after I started researching, I talked to two accountants after I had a pretty good wording of how I wanted everything to be, and they said, yep, that looks good. And I realized when I did this and all the research for it that this system could help people, not only my clients, but people all over the nation. And it could solve their paperwork challenges of how long they have to keep it. And they would have a nice, neat system, and it would look nice in their drawer. And it would have a lot of complexity to it in its design, but simplicity in use. And that's what I was trying to do, to come up with. And the end result has been, I've sold probably 250 units at this point, and it's only been on the market for about 2 years since the redesign. So I'm really happy with that, and I'm, of course, growing it as I go along. But I have not returned any. None of the units have been returned to me. People are raving about them. They like the system. And I now hold Find and File classes to help people get started on it and use it in the local area. So that really helps you get some personal time with me, as well as get the system and get all set up. And in one night, you can bring a box of paperwork with you and clean it out. And you did that. With your fire
you are just reading my mind because I was going to say that, I attended one of your classes. I do have the find and file system, and it's really made a great difference as far as my organization with my home office. And it's I certainly can vouch for all the help and convenience that this system has absolutely helped me with as well. How about giving our listeners two or three useful tips they could do right now, Tammy, that would help them, immediately?
The number one tip that I like to give is about cleaning off your desk, and it has to do with your paperwork. And the reason that's a huge tip is because whatever's on your desk is on your mind. And so if your desk, especially if you're a business owner, if you're not, even if you just have paperwork, what happens is that you worry something's on there that you don't know. Maybe it's a bill that you're afraid you're going to miss paying and end up with a late payment. Maybe it's an important invitation, RSVP, that you need to send back and you don't want to look unorganized. But all those things can weigh on your mind. So what I recommend you do is you sit down for 15 minutes today, at least 15 minutes, and that's all you have to sit down. Set your timer. And just look through the paperwork on your desk. If you have to stack it in one big pile, do that. And, in fact, I recommend that you look at one piece at a time because often people look at the whole desk and think they can't get through it. But if they just pull off one piece at a time, 15 minutes is a lot of time to get through paperwork. And sort it into three categories. It's either a memory, like a card that you're getting. Somebody sent you a card, or you're going to send a card to somebody, or it's a photo. Those are all memory things. It's either that or it's filing, items that need to go into the file, but they aren't able to be gone into the file right that second, so you put it in the filing spot, or it's urgent paperwork that needs your attention. So those three piles can help you sort out, and you'll find that your urgent paperwork that needs your attention is a lot smaller than you anticipate, and your filing pile is going to be the biggest probably out of those three.
So obviously with the urgent, when you look at a big pile, it certainly doesn't all qualify as urgent. So that's certainly a great strategy there. How about another tip or two, Tim?
The second tip that I have to give is cleaning up, doing a quick cleanup in your home. I've been asked by a couple moms this question is, how do I get my house in order? I'm really frustrated because everything's all over the place. And the way I do it is what I tell my clients to do, and that is, when you're straightening up your house, the first thing you want to do is think in terms of categories in each room. So when you walk in your living room, you want to look. If you have children, you want to grab all the toys from the living room. That's what you're grabbing. So you just grab toys, 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 and the toys go in the toy spot. And you can just throw them in the toy room for that time being just so you can get them in the area they belong in. And then you want to run around and grab all the cups if there's cups around or anything that might need to go into the dishwasher, so that will go there. If you have clothing laying around, you want to grab all the clothing and put it in the laundry. And then if you have any trash, of course, throw it in a trash can. Make sure you have trash cans in every room so that you can always throw trash away in that room rather than trying to drag trash from one place to another. It's really handy if the trash can's right there.
Mm-hmm.
And think in terms of, as you're cleaning up, think in terms of, okay, this is always a problem in this area. How can I solve that issue? If you're always having, for example, I had my husband always putting his jeans in my living room because my bathroom is in right off of my living room and my bedroom is downstairs. So because of that, I actually made a drawer for him in the living room for him to put his jeans. You know, I'm not trying to change him because I can't. Although there's times that I'd like to. But I am providing a solution for the issue at hand to make it easier for him to go ahead and put them away. So he now puts them in the drawer, and I don't have to look at them. Yay!
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds good.
So that's a quick cleanup tip, and that's the way I do it. And you can always run by a timer because that always makes you go quicker and get more done.
It certainly makes a lot of sense. How can they contact you and learn more on how how this program could help them, Tammy?
There's a lot of ways to contact me. You can find me on the web at www.organizeitall.com, organizeitall.com. Or you can purchase the Find and File or find out more information about Find and File classes at findnfile.com, which is findnfile.com. Or you can email me at tburke@organizeitall.biz, which is also on my website. And you can also reach me on my cell phone number, which is probably the best way to contact me, and that is 717-793-0287.
And you also have a program known as the, and you could take a minute or two if you could, please, with the Clutter Cutter program.
Yes.
That you have. If you could just explain that for our listeners.
Clutter Cutter is a CD that I created. It's an audio CD that helps you to declutter your home. And it's based on how I help my clients to declutter. It's a system that walks you step by step through the process of decluttering. If you're not sure quite how to do it, you don't know how to get started, this CD is exactly what you need. And there's 15 minutes of music on there with a five-minute warning towards the end of the music just to say, hey, you only have 5 minutes to go. And that makes it great because instead of having a timer, you actually have upbeat music that kind of keeps you moving. And I think it's aerobic music, so you definitely will be moving during this CD. And I designed it and created it so I can kind of coach people through decluttering their home without being there, and it's available for purchase on my website at organizeitall.com under Clutter Cutter tab.
Okay, well, that's fantastic, Tammy. This has really been great. I've really enjoyed this. I really believe your Find and File system is amazingly effective. As I've already said, I have used it myself for my business and continue to use it. It's a wonderful investment for anyone truly serious about making their home or business run much more smoothly. So I appreciate your time today very much.
Thanks.
And hope to be talking to you again, and maybe we can get a few testimonials from people such as Heather that could further verify and validate some of the wonderful work that you're doing there.
There is some audio testimonials that you can listen to about my Find and File class, as well as regular testimonials, written testimonials on organizeitall.com, and the Find and File class tab under findandfile.com. There's some audio testimonials of people who've taken the class and they talk about the system. So that can be helpful if you're thinking about using the system. You can hear what others have to say.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. So they can find that out right away, all the different positive benefits of the system itself.
Right.
Okay, well, very good. Well, thank you so much, Tammy. I appreciate your time, and we will certainly be in contact here.
Thanks so much, Tim. Have a wonderful day.
And you too now. Bye-bye.
Bye.